Kenora, many small towns have built a meaningful connection between hockey and community, which was a point of focus at the non-denominational church service held at the Kenora Sylvia Fedorik Curling Rink on the final day of Hockey Day in Saskatchewan. Councillor Gina Rikoshi opened the January 19 service with greetings from the town of Kenora and from the organizers of Hockey Day in Saskatchewan. "What a great week, to celebrate the game of hockey," said Rikoshi. "Let's give our thanks for a fabulous week of hockey, friends and new memories." Providing music and leading the singing were Greg Bright, acoustic guitar, vocals, Cherish Lazaroff, ukulele, AJ Bathgate, banjo, Carolyn Bright, keyboard, and Wes Popoff, bass. Songs included 10,000 Reasons, Bless the Lord, Jesus Put This Song in Our Hearts and Great is Thy Faithfulness. Scripture readers were Lucas Vaters, 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verses 9 to 27, and Jake Van Alten, Matthew chapter 7 verses 7 to 12. Pastor Brett Watson, chair of the Kenora Ministerial Association, spoke on how hockey is a big part of the culture and identity of the community of Kenora. Watson began by admitting he was a Toronto Maple Leafs fan as a youngster, but quickly turned his allegiance to the Boston Bruins when he first saw Bobby Orr in action. Kenora was chosen this year to be the recipient of this opportunity called Hockey Day in Saskatchewan, he said. The Apostle Paul wrote in his letter to the Colossians chapter 3 verse 23, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for men. Since you know that you'll receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving." Watson continued by stating why he believes that the town of Kenora is deserving of this opportunity. "There is no doubt that this week's activities have come about because of the dedication and hard work of the people in the Minor Hockey Association and the committee formed to make this bid successful and organize all the activities we have enjoyed this past week. You can see all the articles gathered for the silent auction. It's a great example of all the effort that has gone into making this a great event. They are to be commended and congratulated." Watson went on to add that he believes there is another reason why Kenora was blessed in this manner. "I believe that due to the spirit of generosity and benevolence that runs through the hearts of the people of this community that God has seen fit to put his hand of blessing upon us. As chair of the Kenora Ministerial Association, I give administrative oversight to the Filling the Gap Food Bank here in Kenora. For nearly 15 years, my wife, Pastor Mavis Watson, has managed the food bank, gathering the donations, taking the requests, organizing the volunteers and distributing to the people in need. Now today is not about the food bank and I am not making a plea for support. But because of Mavis's work, we recognize and very much appreciate the overall generosity of the people of this community. All of you. From the town council, to the stores and businesses, service clubs, sports teams and associations, the banks, the schools, students and faculty, to the churches and to just individual citizens, because of all of you, the food bank survives and thrives to be able to meet the need of those in this community that struggle to make ends meet from time to time. It is able to operate successfully because of you, the people of the town of Kenora, who realize how important it is to give of what you have to help others. A man walks up to me on the street in front of my house and says, "Here, Brett, is $120 for the food bank." A woman at a breakfast hosted by the firefighters comes up to me and says, "Here, Brett, is $50 for the food bank." Week after week, year after year, you, the people of this town, step up to provide food, money and other necessary household items to people in need. I believe, regardless of your faith and understanding, that God recognizes your heart, sees your generosity, loves what you do for others, and responds to bless you in kind. And whatever you may believe, that's ministry. Ministry is serving God by serving His people. It's that simple. So yes, this week has been the result of the hard work and dedication of the people on the Hockey Day in Saskatchewan committee. But also I believe the Lord God Almighty sees your good deeds and the substance of your hearts. And as we continue to care for each other, Kenora will continue to be blessed of God. Thank you and God bless you, Watson concluded. Pastor Mavis Watson followed, leading in the Lord's Prayer, then closing with the benediction. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out! For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be glory forever. Romans chapter 11 verses 33 to 36. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant us to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together we may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 15 verses 5 to 6. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 58. Finally, rejoice. Aim for maturity, comfort one another, agree with one another, live in peace with one another, and the God of peace will be with you. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 11. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 14. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark saskatoday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.